As ring as ever, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Shore. This is Lovin' Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Diogenes Smith's contest to find the most honest, kind, and generous person in Pine Ridge enters its second week with Abner, the slight favorite. Diogenes has appointed Abner his chief pamphlet writer, while Lum was given a much lesser office. His title is Disseminator of Literature, but his duties are nothing more than delivering the pamphlets from house to house. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store, conferring with Diogenes Smith.
Oh, yeah, the mail ought to be in by now, Diogenes. What kind of a package are you expecting?
Ink. Green ink. A new supply of green ink to pour into my printing press and turn out the golden words of honesty.
Hmm.
You say the post office is located in Mr. Huddleston's store?
Yeah. Well, why do you always use green ink for them pamphlets, Diogenes?
Why? Oh, because, my friend, green is the color of the spring. It is the budding of hope. Hope of a new utopian universe. It is the beginning of growth. Growth of the principles of truth and generosity. But more than that, green is the color of olives.
Olives?
Yes. You see, I once knew an olive named Claude. Oh. Of course, I was just a mere lad at the time. Knew little of olives and names.
Sure.
It was just a childish whim. But when I found that I enjoyed my consolations and long talks with Claude, I would talk with him.
You talk to Olive?
Oh, for hours at a time. He never talked back, of course. And finally he shriveled up and I lost him.
Well.
But ever since then, I have loved green. Well, I must needs be on my way and pick up my ink so that I stop the presses roaring once more.
Yeah, well, say, Diogenes, exactly. What do you say to Olive?
Oh, come, my friend. Let us not dwell on the past when the present is so much more vital. When there is so much to be done for the future. So many more pamphlets to be produced. So, by the way, do you have a new group of pamphlets written for me?
Well, you see...
Oh, I know you have. Oh, my good and dependable Mr. Peabody. Or Abner. I hope you don't mind if I assume that our bond friendship gives me the privilege of calling you Abner?
Why, no. Go right ahead. That's what everybody calls me. Fact is, that's my name, Abner Peabody. Of course, I'm also known as Helping Hand Abner.
Oh, yes, of course you are. Well, I must take leave of you. And on my way back from the post office to my workshop, I shall pick up the pamphlet you've prepared. Oh, and one more thing, friend Abner. When you see Mr. Edwards, please tell him he must dispatch the message of truth with more haste.
How?
Tell him to deliver the pamphlets more quickly.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll be proud to do that, friend.
Ah, thank you, friend. I feel that I can depend upon you more than any other man I've ever encountered in all my wanderings.
Well, good for me.
Wonderful world, Abner.
Yeah, wonderful world, Diogenes. Don't easy deep things on me. Hello. Got him down at the store. Helping Hand Abner's talking. Wonderful world. Oh, howdy, Miss Blevins. Yeah, well, Miss Blevins, you better call back when Lom's here. I don't believe I'll have time to take your order now. I'm awful busy. Oh, writing pamphlets.
Hey, Abner. Oh, excuse me. Never seen you on the phone.
Yes, Lom. You see, Dodge and these depends on me for everything, Miss Blevins. Yes, Mama. All right. Goodbye. Wonderful world.
For goodness sake, what was you telling Miss Blair?
Oh, nothing. Just how much Diogenes depends on me and all.
Depends on you?
Oh, he told me, Lum, he depended on me more than every one fella he ever counted.
He did, huh?
Yes, sir. He even calls me Abner now.
Abner, that reminds me, I wanted to talk to you. You know that proposition you wanted to make the other day about going in partnerships on that $10,000 prize and dividing it up if either one of us wins it?
Yeah.
Well, I've decided not to be selfish and go in with you.
Oh, no, sir. You said no once, and I doggy that's the way it's going to be, Lum. I gave you all a chance in the world to go in with me, and you was too smart to do it, so now it's too late.
Yeah. Oh, I got to say, I don't see how a selfish fella like you ever expects to win the prize.
Well, oh, well. Me and Diogenes would like to have you deliver them pamphlets around to the houses a little quicker, too long. You're awful slow.
Now, just a minute, Abner. I ain't taking no orders from you. And don't say deliver, because I ain't a deliver boy.
Well, you're doing deliver boy's work.
I ain't doing no such a thing. I'm a disseminator of literature. That's the official title Diogenes give me.
Yeah, well, whatever you are, Diogenes told me to tell you to get it dead faster.
Well, tell him it's getting dead just as fast as it can. Jeez, how fast does he think a 7-year-old youngin can walk around carrying that big sack of pants?
Seven-year-old youngin? Wait a minute, have you hired somebody to deliver them pamphlets for you?
Just temporary, though, just temporary. Just till my feet get hardened up to where they can stand all that walking.
Oh.
Besides, I figured I'd lend them the helping hand by giving little Gomer Bates the job.
Little Gomer Bates? Why, he's supposed to be in school now, Mom. You didn't make him stay home just to do this delivering, did you?
Well, I had to do something. I was getting sort of subconscious going up to everybody's door and laying pamphlets on the board. That ain't no kind of work for a big business executive.
Well, I don't know, Long, but I don't think you better let Diogenes know about this. Fact is, you better not be in the store right now, because he's coming back here any minute.
He is, huh?
Yes, sir. He just went over the post office to get some inky orders, and you ought to be out doing that delivering.
Yeah, I reckon I ought as well. Don't tell him none of this stuff, Abner.
Oh, no, I won't. You know me, old helping hand Abner.
Here comes Cedric. Don't let him know, neither. He'll blab it all over town.
I won't tell nobody, not a soul. See you later, Long.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Long. Wonderful world.
What's wonderful about our wonderful world, Cedric?
Come on in, Cedric. See, you still got your lantern with you.
Yes, Mom. Keep it lit every minute of the day and night, too. Just like Mr. Diogenes.
Well?
The doggone thing keeps me awake at night, though.
Keeps you awake?
Yes, Mom. Just shining there in the room makes me think it's daytime.
Oh, well.
Whereabouts was Mr. Lum going in such a hurry? He looked sort of mad about something.
Oh, he is, Cedric. He's awful mad. Of course, he knows I might not certain to win that $10,000 prize now. He ain't got a chance.
You ain't, huh?
Why, of course not. See, he's just a deliver boy. And I'm a big important fella for Diogenes. He depends on me an awful lot.
Does he, Shona?
Oh, yeah, something terrible. Depends on me more than every one fella he ever counted. That's what he said. And of course, I'm his official pamphlet writer, and then, uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, my goodness, I just recollected something. I'm supposed to have some more IDs read up for them pamphlets again, Diogenes gets back from the post office, and I think I see him coming yonder now. Ain't that him?
Yes, Mom, that's him. Got his old lantern with him, too. Boy.
Long as I ain't got a thing ripped for him, neither, said he.
Will he be pretty mad if they ain't ready for him, Rickon?
Well, I don't know, but he keeps talking about how he can depend on me, and I don't want him to get the idea in his head that I'm falling down on the job.
No, Mom.
I know. Just wait a minute. I know what I'll do. I'll give them at Lum read up the other day. They're right over here in the desk.
Well, ain't you supposed to do the writing yourself, though?
Well, yeah, but he won't know the difference. Besides, them at Lum read that he's better than I can do anyway. Just make him think I'm smarter than ever. Don't you breathe this to a soul, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mom. I won't.
Maybe I'll give you some of the money when I win it.
Well, I sort of figuring on winning that $10,000 myself. Oh, yes, Mom. Honey, Mr. Diogenes, wonderful world.
Yes, wonderful world.
Wonderful world. Here's a pamphlet, Diogenes. Got them all ready for you.
Oh, good and faithful Abner. How good it is to find a dependable man in this unreliable universe. And now I must prepare to my workshop and convert your pencil's words of wisdom into the penetrating, permeating green type of truth and kindness.
Yes, Mom, it sure is.
Let us see what golden gems you've composed for us this day, my trustworthy friend.
Go ahead and read them. I've done awful good today, I believe.
Yeah, let's see. Truth is the weapon which conquers all... What's that word there, Abner?
Let me see it. Oh, which conquers all, Funny, I can't make that out.
Well, surely, friend, you know what you've been here.
Oh, yeah, conquers all, Pencil must have hit. I can't read it.
Well, why don't you ask Mr. Lum what it is, long as he read it, anyway?
As long as Lum... Abner, did Lum write these pamphlets?
Well, you see, Dodge...
And you permitted me to think that you had composed them?
Well, it was getting late.
Oh, treachery. You stabbed me in the back. You, whom I trusted implicitly. You, upon whom I depended. You, whom I call faithful. Oh, this is indeed the unkindest cut of all.
Well, I'll never cut you, no.
Oh, let me leave this place. Let me outside to breathe the pure air. If there be such air anywhere to be breathed. Oh, treachery.
Well, now, wait a minute, Dodge. You need... Oh, my goodness, here comes Lum.
Oh, treachery.
Yeah, wonderful world, Dodge.
Please, one side, friend. I must hide me away and contemplate in solitude. Oh, to be undone by the unfaithful.
Hey, what in the world's the matter with him?
Oh, nothing.
Well, he never even said wonderful world to me.
Yeah, say, Lum. How'd you think? You know that proposition you want to make about going in partnerships and dividing up the honesty prize? I never meant what I said before. I'm ready to go in with you now.